Good thing for her.
It's a good thing for all of Wildroot. These plants are the lifeblood of our community.
They kill.
And devour, given the opportunity. Children are taught at a very young age to stay away from the tangler beds.
And if they don't?
They die. The thorns of the tanglers are very poisonous.
Bolt turned and began to stroll away from the tanglers, leaving the woman behind to tend to the plants.
Your father made these things.
They are very useful, as I've said. We derive food and clothing from them, and they are a defense.
Once you get them on your good side.
They can be trained. During cryosleep, something must have happened to the seedlings. There was some radiation seepage in the main vaults. They must have mutated.
Your father died during cryosleep.
Yes.
And you were the only two in the cryo chambers.
Yes.
Then where did these people come from?
He had frozen embryos obtained from med centers he had access to. He chose only the best genes available to remake the world. There are cloning chambers below as well. After I was awakened, Merlin set about bringing the first people to fruition.
Merlin?
The computer system my father had built. He did most of the parameter programming himself.
When did Merlin cause this to happen?
I am 51. It was 42 years ago.
But many of these people look older than that.
Many of these people are older than that. Merlin brought them out of the pods full grown.
What about their memories, their education?
All given to them. Merlin had several templates available to it, and my father's guidelines gave the quotas for each.
How many people?
In the beginning, 100.
Your father knew how to do this too?
The Lydecker Foundation. Some knowledge was borrowed.
Then these people started having children of their own?
No. It was forbidden by my father's edicts. He wanted each individual in this community to be placed carefully as a seedling, each to perform its function and design. People, though, weren't able to view the children as a harvesting. They became attached. And when I placed some of them in charge of the human seedlings, they carefully concealed the fact that some of the people in the Thorpe were having children of their own. I see you're surprised. So was I. Some of Merlin's programming managed to deduce what was happening. Our food surplus, our seeds, all these things are carefully measured. I was alerted to what was going on. It took months to figure out who was behind it. And I did. I killed the responsible parties. I couldn't believe the betrayals. These people were given a taste of heaven, unfettered by what was going on in the outer world. In turn, they tried to foul everything they'd been given.
And what of the children?
Those I had killed as well. The ones I could find, at least. But some of them must have been carefully hidden. My father had visions of a new world. One filled with perfection. A pedigreed selection of the finest the old world had to offer. These people spit on his dream and introduced hybrids. Some of those hybrids have manifested Esper powers. The ones with obvious physical deformities were destroyed. I myself examined every child.
And killed the ones that didn't measure up?
Yes. When you're growing a garden, you don't allow weeds in. They have a tendency to try to take over and choke the life from everything else. You can think of me what you will, but my father's way is the only path to the salvation of this world.
That's your plan?
The salvation of this world? My father's plan would have allowed nothing less.
Do you have any idea what is waiting out there?
Yes.
Where have you sent your flock?
Over most of what remains of the British Islands, to Europe, and even as far as the Russian climes. Through the Matrans, we've been to what's left of the United States. Deathlands, as you people seem so fond of calling it.
Did all your seed heralds return?
Most, but not all. Never all. It is a vicious world awaiting us out there.
How many didn't return by their own choosing?
None. They were given an inducement to return. Before any of them left, an explosive device was implanted deep into muscle tissue by medbots under Merlin's watchful eye. If, after sufficient time for their journey to have elapsed, they did not return, the devices exploded, managed by an internal clock. I am quite thorough.
Yes.
More of the human race survived the bombing and the nuke storm than my father had anticipated.
Your father knew the war was going to happen?
You were there. Given the circumstances, was there any other way for things to end? My father planned to restock the world after it destroyed itself. using the money he borrowed through his contact with Colonel Walker, who was also in agreement with enough biological material set aside to continue the future of this planet.
Only they wanted things to be different.
Of course they wanted things to be different. The human race, such as it was a cancerous growth on this planet.
Mildred looked into the lean man's eyes and saw the fanatical lights burning there. She almost lost herself in her imagination, wondering what it had been like for a 9-year-old child to wander through the complex by himself. She found herself wanting to know when he'd first had human companionship again.
Was he a Celt, your father?
No. My father, he chose the Celtic way of life for his people. All of the ones who were fast grown in the vats were imprinted with the beliefs and values of the Celts. They revered nature and wanted to be one with her. Not like the generation spawned afterward.
Not overly appreciative of your father's grand designs.
They shall be sorry, though, in the end. And the end is nearer than they think.
As fast as the striking vine was, Brian Carter was faster. He avoided the flashing thorn gripping Ichor and seized the attacking plant limb just behind the scabrous attachment. It bucked in its hold, stronger than he would have thought possible.
You know, that shit usually gets everybody the first time.
You want to have somebody put this thing away before I decide to pass it along?
Almost a dozen other vines had leapt from the confines of the wicker basket and wound their way around the table, chair legs, and other men. Whatever the thing was, it seemed to have a particularly good grip on DeChancey. He and two more of Garrick's men managed to get a grip on it, forcing it back into the basket.
Effing tree huggers call those things tanglers. They're a combination pet, watchdog, and source of food and clothing. That's what we're getting out of our little raids. The tanglers have poison in them, you see. Harsh stuff. Takes long minutes to kill a man, and there's no antidote that we've been able to come up with. We've got some pre-dark body armor that comes in handy for capturing these little gems. The ones we bring in with us are milked. This stuff here is worth its weight in blasters, gold, or any kind of money you care to name. All right, get the tangler out of here.
Garrick produced a vinyl pouch on a clip around a chain in his neck. He poured out a greenish powder onto the tabletop. Ryan glanced at the powder. The granules were large, shaped like dry rice, only a quarter the size.
Dream sand. Every little piece of it, an experience like no other. Takes you just this side of death, brings you nightmares and dreamings alike you've never had before. Found out about it from a dryad seer I had a chance to talk to. Had a bag of this stuff hanging around his neck.
The raider captain made an open gesture, offering the dream sand to Ryan.
Thanks, but no thanks.
It's a dryad seer I was talking about was on the run for his life. Seems he'd started a little business for himself back in Wildroot. That's what the tree huggers call their thorpe. Prince Bolt didn't take kindly to the self-enterprise. He sent his seed heralds out after the seer. Probably intended to sacrifice him on one of those altars he's got tucked away out in the woods for those times when he really wants to make a point. Anyway, it didn't take me long to convince the seer to part with his information about how to make the dream sand. Especially not since my mates and I had saved him from the seed heralds. After we milked the tanglers, we harvest some of them. Many as we can get. Bastard vines don't do so well transplanted here, but we can usually get another milk in the three out of them before they drop dead. Then we turn them into mulch. I've never been able to get them to seed properly, but they grow everywhere in the dryad lands. And you should see these things moving when the dryads sing to them.
They sing to them?
Oh, yeah. Blighters can make the tanglers slither and dance.
The vines have intelligence?
Well, something close to it.
Garrick scooped up the powder with a finger and moved it to his mouth. He rubbed the substance against his gums. Ryan could see the drug take effect almost immediately, lending the raider captain's eyes a glow.
Yeah, you don't want to take those vines on when you got a dryad around. What those bastard tanglers can't think of on their own, the dryads will. A man going up against them in the dark, he's best off killing any dryads within seeing distance. And even then could be better off just forgetting the tanglers, because they'll be all stirred up by the tree hugger getting himself killed.
Tell me about Bolt.
Oh, sure. He's smart, and he's harsh. He's no qualms about killing his own people if it comes to that. And he one of them...